find out all kinds of personal information about your favorite zone personalities.
Really?
I don't know.
Did we sign waivers?
Probably. Waivers? What does that mean? What are you talking about? The Storm Chasers get 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to rally past Indianapolis, 5-4 last night at Warner Park. They'll play again at 6:35 tonight, weather pending. Creighton announces 2 game days for next season. The Nebraska game has been moved to Friday, November 22nd, as you heard about yesterday. It all worked out. And the much-anticipated matchup with Kansas will take place Wednesday, December 4th. It'll be KU's first trip to Omaha since 1951. I have no doubts their arrival will be greeted with an escort of elephants and other animals for the zoo, along with a red carpet and buglers. Following the game, I'm sure both teams will close with a song and dance routine, similar to the end of Greece or something like that. Hey, good news about one of the good dudes, Creighton's Rob Anderson earns College Sports Communicator's 25-year award. He's been at Creighton since December of 2001. He's seen some cool stuff in his time there. That's putting it lightly. Hey, speaking of the Jays, big baseball weekend with Georgetown. 3 games at the Chuck beginning tonight. Again, weather pending, 6-6-11. Stay tuned. Nebraska baseball and softball host Iowa Northwestern, respectively, over the weekend. Both teams need to do stuff. Not only did Joel Embiid set a playoff career high with 50 points, they needed it last night to carry the 76ers back into their first-round series with the Knicks with a 125-114 victory in Game 3, but he did it while playing through Bell's palsy, a condition that has affected the left side of his face. He said the condition has affected his vision at times, causing it to be blurry, and said he constantly has to put drops in his eye. I had to do that in college to keep it from getting too dry. He also said it's unclear how long the condition could last, but that it could be weeks or months. Either way, he was taking cheap shots last night, flopping all over the place, but he played a great game. 50 points is 50 points. They'll play Game 4 Sunday in Philly. Magic beat the Cavs 121-83 to cut Cleveland's series lead to 2-1. Then again, nobody cares about that series. It was on NBA TV. And the Nuggets are on the verge of sweeping the Lakers again. Aw, man, you hate to see it as they win Game 3 last night, 112-105. Joker, 24 points, 15 rebounds, and only 9 assists. He's slacking. They'll go for a second consecutive sweep of LA tomorrow night. 3 Game 3s tonight. Bucks-Pacers, that series is tied at 1-1. Clippers-Mavs in Dallas also tied at 1. And the Suns play for their season tonight against the Timberwolves back home in Phoenix down 0-2. In hockey, 2 Game 3s. 2 teams now up 3-0. Panthers beat the Lightning 5-3. It's a big deal. And the Hurricanes beat the Islanders 3-2. 4 Game 3s tonight. 4. Get some drama maybe. Rangers-Capitals. Rangers lead that 2-0. Canucks-Predators, series tied at 1-1. It's a old grudge match of original 6 teams there. Jets at the Avalanche, series tied at 1-1, and the Oilers and Kings tied at 1-1. A lot of good hockey tonight. I might be biased. Anyway, finally, for the first time since 2019, Major League Baseball will dedicate 3 days in August to players, focusing on showcasing them beyond their stats and on-field performances. From August 16th through 18th, a different aspect of players' lives will be highlighted through in-stadium events, game broadcasts, and social media. That could get awkward. On day one, it'll feature their personalities, friendships, and off-the-field interests. Day two will focus on their charitable causes. And day three will celebrate the people who helped them on their path to the big leagues, including parents, coaches, and other people who have placed bets for them when they need to. During the weekend, players will wear special New Era caps featuring each player's uniform number on the side panel in a youthful design, whatever the hell that means. According to the release, players also will be able to use customized bats during the games and can wear cleats with personalized designs as well. This is nice. I like it. I'm not being sarcastic. I actually do like it.
Did not think in this weekend, the final weekend of April, we'd be talking about Cleveland and Atlanta having a series for the best record in baseball.
95 World Series.
The old 95 World Series.
Should be known that the White Sox on their current pace, as the Twins rallied to beat them yesterday. I don't want to keep piling on, but I just...
It's easy to do.
They are on a pace to finish 98 games behind Cleveland. No Bill James, or I've never worked at the Elias Sports Bureau, but I believe, or rest in peace, Howie Schwab, I believe that would be a record.
I think it would be, yeah. I think you're very confident.
Can't wait to the Astros and White Sox play.
You should be
play.
Very confident. Look, I don't like the White Sox. You don't like the White Sox.
Nobody.
You root for the North Siders. I hate them because they're in the division, and they're the one team I hate more than anything in the division.
Crow Armstrong.
And they're just... It's just not working out right now for Chicago, and that's a bummer.
As it was announced, as we were in the crossover yesterday, that Nebraska and Creighton have moved their game to November 22nd off of a Saturday to a Friday.
Friday night's a great night.
What do you want to call this one? A win for Nebraska.
Hey,
it's a win for everybody.
It's 1-0.
I won't go that far because I don't want to confuse the Jayskers and have them have to pick a side. Because it's a feel-good Friday, but it shows you football is king in this state.
It does.
Yeah, it drives the market. It drives TV. This would have been ridiculous to have this game on that Saturday, and it's obligated to an FS2. Now moving it a day up, even though the series has been one-sided. Okay, I'm saying something nice about both sides.
You could throw a Friday night game on.
Well,
something.
It might be because you'll have the anticipation of a Saturday football game against Wisconsin, then, I mean, if you're Nebraska's perspective and Wisconsin, you hope that means something.
Yeah.
It will be, I believe, one of the most watched Nebraska-Creighton games of all time for basketball, whether it be in or out, because there's really no competition. You know, we aren't playing Friday night college football games that late in the season.
Right.
And basketball will have been going on for a couple of weeks. It's kind of a
high school football's over with.
Yeah, standalone Friday night. It's actually a really, really good idea to move it just a day up. Don't move it to a Thursday where it's going to get lost, or a Sunday like it has been in the past. Great move. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be a lot of anticipation, there'll be a lot of excitement, and there'll be a lot of eyeballs on that game.
Yeah, it's something about a Friday night game, too, that you have early in the season. Then you're going into a college football weekend. If you ever needed a reminder that no matter how good Creighton could be, or even in maybe the occasional year that Nebraska could be, that if you're ever in competition or even within the same window, maybe you're scheduled to play later that night and the football would be earlier. If you're ever trying to share the same day, it's never going to work. I don't think we need reminders that football is king here, but I think that was another reminder that as good as any team in the state might be in college basketball, even what they're projected and what type of record they might be bringing in at that time, if football's going on,
it's not football.
It's going to be a distant second, and I mean a distant second.
Hey, one thing you mentioned in the update and flipping back and forth last night. I mean, I'm hanging with a guy that's also a Knicks fan. So we're watching that game, and the intensity between New York and Philadelphia is great.
Fans were great.
Oh, well, there were a lot of Knicks fans. Yeah, a lot of Knicks fans were in Philadelphia. So Embiid got 50. He put up a 50-burger. Still spent a lot of time on the ground. And then after the game, it came out that he's dealing with
Bell's palsy. Yeah.
Bell's palsy. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, okay. Now I'm thinking, man, do I go back and listen to him? Like last couple of weeks, if you would have known that, but I can't, and that's impressive.
It was the
and
eye more than what he's anything doing is what I noticed.
What he did last night was garbage. And how come he's not getting the Draymond Green treatment this morning? So Mitchell Robinson goes up for a putback, and Embiid is on the ground, and he may have been pushed to get on the ground. He grabs Robinson. Mm-hmm. That's a dangerous play. That's a garbage play. That is an absolute garbage play.
That's some Carl Malone stuff.
How come if that's Draymond Green has been run out of the country, and he's now he's working with the Mounties in Canada. Why isn't Embiid getting that treatment today? If you watch the play,
thank you.
It is an extremely dangerous play.
Yeah,
and there's no reason for Joel. Yeah, because
no Draymond
kind of
Green
stuff.
Talk. No. Oh my gosh, kind of got a pass.
Yeah,
kind of got a pass. I know he put up a 50-burger, but
what if he had done that to Rick Mahorn?
And
Anthony Mason.
This is not to sound insensitive to Bell's palsy, because I know there's variations of it that can be that can last. Actually, from what I understand, can last a lifetime.
Not named after former pirate Jay Bell, by
the way. And we remember Frank Beamer. I don't think ever got over it. I think he always had lasting palsy. But so it can have its impact. I don't know if him announcing that after the game also maybe put a little bit of that away. I'm not saying it's right, but when I see a guy that is on the floor and he grabs essentially for a knee and then ends up almost grabbing the ankle, to what that could do to a player, you're right. If that's Draymond Green, if you have a reputation
if that was
of
Dennis
that,
Rodman.
And I mean, you're talking about, okay, how many games is he going to be suspended?
And maybe he doesn't have a reputation. He's a likable guy. He's a fun character, but I don't care.
You can't do that.
That was a dangerous play.
It's very dirty. Maybe it would have taken someone to go down and roll an ankle, or you know, having something serious happen, or even something that could keep your availability in question for even the next game. Maybe that's what it took for people to be up in arms on that. But that's a nasty look, especially when you're down there and you're in that ankle area and you're pulling at that.
You're just like, come on, dude, I want to appreciate you. You scored 50. You're awesome. And you're one of the few players I could put in the era that I grew up in. And I think he would have been just fine.
Well, and even the explanation, too, about...
You would have pulled that stuff back then, that's for sure.
Talking about how the series has been physical and that Philly can get physical, too. So you're not even necessarily... You're not necessarily even remorseful of it. Like, I would think if that was happening to Joel Embiid, if he's on the floor and someone is, you know, embraces his knee and then ends up kind of tugging on his ankle and not just doing it in a subtle manner, like doing it in a pretty... definitive manner, I would think that Joel Embiid would be all over that in the post game, would be all over that in trying to lobby for something to happen to that individual.
Hey, has LeBron already declined his option and moved on from the Lakers, even though they have one more game left against the Nuggets?
Yeah, when they 1-2-3 Cancun tomorrow night.
Boy, they will look like they have no interest.
Yep. Good thing the weather might be cutting in throughout that game. But
I'm sure in the fourth quarter they look like they had no interest.
Good that coach and GM got himself a championship in the bubble. But LeBron ready to move on.
And in Vegas, too. Don't forget. You can hang a banner for that one, too.
In-season
tournament. Yeah. Yeah, there's some hardware there now.
He can't play on a team where there's no fear. Like, the Nuggets don't fear the Lakers at all. Not at all. And they shouldn't. They're the world champions. They've got the better player right now in the NBA in Jokic.
Mm-hmm. Happer will be here today in his Bill Hanslick jersey.
Well, he should. They're up 3-0, and it's going to be 4-0. I thought they might sneak a game. I mean, not like LeBron was a bum last night. Actually, AD played well. Mm-hmm. But they're mentally, you could just feel it. Mentally, they don't know what to do with the Nuggets, and they're going to have that third quarter collapse, and it came last night.
Yeah.
I think LeBron now, he sees the writing on the wall. I mean, he's going to be 40. Decline that option. Go get yourself a ring. Go chase it.
Yeah. Go to San Antonio and play for the league minimum.
How about San Antonio trying to get Trae Young?
I think it might happen at some point. Maybe... I don't know. We're going to be in the playoffs
next year.
Payback for
Deontay Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah, the amount of craps in the fourth quarter, though. So I tuned in mid-third after the draft coverage wrapped up, and that was when Denver was pulling away. But, you know, it was like 7 to 9 points there in the fourth quarter, and I think three consecutive possessions were 80 in the paint turnover, 80 in the paint turnover, LeBron in the paint turnover. Like, it just... It was just from what I saw, it was just extremely sloppy. And I'm just watching that effort in the fourth. I'm like, my God.
Another problem I had is D'Angelo Russell played 24 minutes. Him and I scored as many points in that game.
It might have been 24 minutes.
I didn't make it to Los Angeles last night. I just made it out to Papillion.
Well, it's in Sarpy County.
All right. Tom Chattel from the World Health is going to join us in about an hour. Mike Schaefer is by. It's not only a spring game to feature some of the most recent recruits, but there will be a nice collection of recruits that will be on campus for Nebraska, including a big-time linebacker that right now is not projected in Nebraska, but the fact that he changed his schedule to make it an official is kind of intriguing. Keep an eye on Dawson Merritt, and we'll get Schaefer's thoughts on that coming up. Matt Verzal as well. It's all on a Feel Good Friday, on a rainy Feel Good Friday in Omaha on 1620 The Zone.